Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies. Welcome to Middle Age Mini 230. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Sean and Todd, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate, how you doing, man?
Gotta go to the dentist.
Why that?
Tooth 30.
So I know we mentioned this last time that you said, are we still in the 220s? Have we been in the 220s forever? And I hadn't really thought about it, but now we're going to stay in the tooth 30s for a while, right?
Yep.
230. And we're Toddless.
Yes.
No Todd.
He has been sleeping very well. Exhausted, tired. Mm-hmm. So we're kind.
Did you give him the night off? I don't remember giving him the night off.
We gave him the night off.
That's right. We did.
Told him
collectively.
Told him he'd still earn his zeros.
And, we're like, take a nap here. We don't care. Just sit there. Be here. No. No. I'm glad he's getting some rest, though.
So. Yep.
But we didn't get the dad joke, darn it. Maybe we'll get two next time, right?
One can only hope,
right? So I have to say this, and I'm not trying to steal his thunder at all. So this is a mini we don't normally do. But my cousin Robin, I didn't give her a shout out. I probably should have done that. She sent me a dad joke of the day, and she said, I think about you three when I see these, or she said, I think about you. And it says, what do you call a Christmas wreath made of $100 bills? Aretha Franklin's. I thought that was cute.
Didn't.
So thank you, Robin. So we'll just get right to it.
Might as well.
Yeah. This is Todd's pick. He's not here for it, so we better do him justice.
Oh,
right?
We're going to ruin it.
Make him proud. No, make him proud. At least we can pronounce this one, right? This is going to be the Nevada State Prison. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
So is this in Nevada?
I think so.
Okay.
I didn't do that much research. No, I'm kidding. yes, Carson City, of course. Of course it is. And I know this is going to become as a huge shock, but this is reported to be one of the most haunted places in Nevada, if not one of the most haunted prisons of all time throughout history, you know, to kingdom come, whatever, mm-hmm. Who knows, right? Forever. God rest everybody's soul. The Nevada State Prison in Carson City is widely regarded as one of the most haunted buildings in Nevada, with a history spanning over 150 years, and a legacy of executions, inmate escapes, and rumored paranormal activity. The prison, which closed in 2012 after housing inmates for nearly a century, has been the site of numerous ghost sightings. Ghost.
Yeah, I did.
I think I tried to say ghost sightings and probably some goats. Unexplained noises such as knocks, whistles, and footsteps, and EVPs. Our favorite, right?
Hmm. Prison has been around roughly 150 years.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
Yep. Most people say that it is extremely haunted, as they allude to being one of the most haunted places in Nevada. They say strange shadows and photographs, all the way to phantoms floating in midair, can be seen. In recent years, guests touring the grounds have reported hearing sounds that send shivers down their spines, from moans to whistles to ear-piercing screams.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'd say this is pretty intense.
Yeah, they say some of the, and we've heard that from other prisons too, but this was a lot of the videos I watched and things I read. They said some of the worst came here. I mean, this was like nasty, nasty, nasty place. And people would get killed. There was some like such bad activity in one of the cells, they had to like lock it up. It's behind locking. You can't even get in there. It was like so scary and spooky and crazy stuff was happening. They won't let the public can't even go in there anymore. That's how bad it is.
Hmm.
And it looks spooky. I mean, it's an old prison. There's an old basketball court there and a lot of, you know, but it looks run down. It wasn't shut down too long ago either. I forget when they said it.
1912 or not 12,
2012,
2012. Okay. Is that what you said? Yeah.
Did I? Oh, I did. Yeah. The prison, which closed in 2012. Hey, how about that? Hey,
I was listening.
I covered that, didn't I? Well, I read it and I didn't. Glazed right over that. But I remember one of the videos saying, you know, it didn't close that long ago. So yeah, in the 2010s. Specific areas like the third floor cell block and the gas chamber are considered hotspots of paranormal activity, with visitors reporting feelings of dread, difficulty breathing, and the presence of a dark shadowy figure or disembodied voices. Prison has been featured on paranormal television shows such as Ghost Adventures and Destination Fear, a couple of our favorites, right? And continues to attract ghost hunters and paranormal investigators. In recent years, the site has also become a venue for immersive haunted attractions. Of course, they all do, right? Including the Dark Prison Haunted House, which has been recognized as one of the top haunts in the USA for 2025. Guided ghost tours are offered in the fall, focusing on an eerie atmosphere and unexplained occurrences within the prison's decommissioned cell blocks and corridors.
It has pretty interesting history on top of all the paranormal. They said that the beginnings of the old Nevada State Prison already seem a little shady in retrospect. December of 1861, Nevada's first territorial legislature convened at the Warm Springs Hotel in Carson City. The hotel and surrounding land were owned by Abraham Curry. In this meeting, the men authorized the creation of a board of prison commissioners for the area. Just a few days later, in January 1st, 1861, the legislature leased the land next to the hotel owned by Curry to build their first prison at the time. Who did they appoint to be the first warden? Abraham Curry, of course. When they began constructing the large prison, they needed a great deal of materials. Luckily, Curry also owned a quarry nearby.
Curry and his quarry.
Which is where the sandstone for the building was supplied from. While Curry made a great deal of money from this agreement, remember that none of his process was state sanctioned, as Nevada didn't officially become a state until 1864.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's right. I did see that. Yeah, that's wild, isn't it?
So we still have to wonder if some of these deals behind the closed doors were a little questionable. So it didn't start
out of the old West.
Yeah.
Right?
It is wild. So once the prison was up and running, criminals and scoundrels from all across the West were taken to the site, as there were only two other prisons west of the Mississippi River at the time. San Quentin and Alcatraz.
Yeah, right?
The prison didn't have great luck in the early years, burning down twice in 1867.
Excuse me.
And, your excuse. 1870.
I can't excuse you fully, though, right? I need you.
It was rebuilt with stone from Curry's quarry using inmate labor. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it had some memorable events that took place.
Oh, I know where you're going with that.
Included a mass escape of 29 prisoners in 1871. Mm-hmm. Using stolen guns, the prisoners wounded the warden, Frank Denver, and killed two more people. 2 years later, in 1873, the still warden, Lieutenant Governor Denver, refused to give up his position as warden. His refusal became so heated that the governor had to send 60 armed troops to the prison to demand that Denver open the prison gates for the new warden.
Isn't that wild?
One can only wonder what prompted this kind of extreme response from Denver.
Right. He didn't want to let go.
Nope.
He's never going to let you go. It's called the Wild Wild West for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. This says, in the late 1870s, fossilized footprints were discovered in the sandstone quarry, later identified as coming from prehistoric mammoths, dire wolves, which are trying to bring back to life, right? Mm-hmm. Big tooth cats, a giant sloth that was briefly believed to be proof of giant men, and more. Nevada State Prison was also home to the only known penile casino, that's always fun to say too, in the United States, allowing prisoners to gamble brass currency at tables from 1932 to 1967. The Nevada State Prison closed in 2012, like we said, after nearly 150 years in operation. It was then that the Nevada State Prison Preservation Society was formed, dedicated to saving and developing the site for educational purposes. They have tours now. That's interesting. So touring the Nevada State Prison is a wholly worthwhile experience. Guided 90-minute tours are typically offered spring through fall with dates most often falling on Saturdays. Choose between the fascinating history-focused tour that happens during daylight hours or participate in an evening ghost walk that dives deeper into the lingering spirits many have encountered at the prison. Both options are quite popular. Tickets sell out well in advance. What did they say? Oh, the cost. So this is interesting. It's open for tours on select dates. Nevada State Prison costs $20 per person with tickets available through online box office. No refunds. Sorry.
Sign me up for the night one.
Yeah. Well, you can see, right, me too. Like through the pictures, and there's a ton of pictures. I mean, you can see like some of these walls are just quarried, you know, along there. I mean, it is like you're not getting out of there.
Like most prisons of that time, they carried out quite a few executions.
Mm-hmm.
The prison carried out several kinds of executions over the time as an active prison. While the first prisoner was hanged in 1905, they changed to the death penalty or the death to firing squad next inmate in 1910.
Mm-hmm.
From 1924 to 1979, however, the preferred method of execution shifted to one not widely used throughout the United States, death by gas.
Gas chamber.
The story goes that it took some adjusting to figure out the proper amount of gas to use, resulting in excruciating deaths for the first two inmates to be killed in this way. I'm pretty sure they probably haunt the place still.
Right, yeah. I'll show you.
Right? In total, 30 prisoners were killed in the small gas chamber within the prison, which is still visible to tourists visiting the now historical site that was decommissioned in 2012.
There's a sign that says, beware of ghosts. So do you think you get killed in that way? It's terrible. It's horrific. You think somebody on the other side, like, you want to move on? You want to haunt? Haunt, move on? What do you think? I'm haunting. I'm going to haunt. I'm going to suggest.
I mean, you can move on.
After the way that you were just treated, I would say stay and make their life a living hell.
Getting into the ghost stuff. Many believe the spirits haunting the prison are those of inmates who were executed or killed in prison by their own hands or in fights with fellow prisoners. One of the most commonly described experience to have within the prison is a sudden feeling of intense dread. I've heard that quite often in places like this. You go into a certain cell and you just feel that heaviness.
Yeah.
Others feel like someone is watching them, and footsteps are often heard echoing from deserted parts of the site. Visitors and tour guides often hear strange noises throughout the prison as well, such as a piece of metal being struck along the bars of the cells. Others have heard knocks on the walls, whistles, and all types of screams and yells from disembodied voices.
Hmm. So I'm looking at the really cool page, and I suggest you go out there and look at it, is darkprison.com. And it is the haunted house that they do there, which is award-winning. And it looks so creepy. So Northern Nevada's largest haunted house is called Dark Prison. For over a century, the Nevada State Prison has been a fortress of screams, secrets, and shadows. Its walls have heard everything, and they will never forget. The gate slammed shut in 2012, sealing away the darkness inside. Now, 13 years later, they creak open again. This was, you know, to get all things going, right? From the creators of Dark Corner, step into the next level of fear, an authentic historic prison where the past refuses to stay buried. This is the scariest place in Northern Nevada. Hmm. You know, it goes through all the things that they have. It's an iconic haunt. So some of these areas, and you should, like I said, take a look at it, look at the pictures. There's cell block C, entered the story of Dark Prison inside a real historic cell block where chaos still breathes. The inmates are restless, their rage echoing through every corridor. They're planning an escape, and you're part of it. Will you help them break out or get locked in forever? There's Unit 15. Unit 15, the doctor is in. Once the prison's head physician, Dr. Staines, experiments turn the inmates into his creations, venture from the warden's office to the morgue, but beware, his patients still breathe. Hidden within the real Nevada State Prison lies the Institute for the Unwell, a psychiatric ward built in 1957 for inmates too far gone to rehabilitate when overcrowding and failed experiments led to toxic gas leaks. You're talking about, they play off that story. The warden sealed the entire wing. Decades later, the doors have been forced open, and what's waiting inside isn't human anymore. The gas still lingers, and the walls still whisper, and every step pulls you deeper into the madness. This is a living hallucination you won't wake up from. Oh, it's terrifying. There's a, I won't read all of these, but entertainment zone, takes you out into the prison yard, food trucks, all that kind of stuff. But man, yeah, it is like super creepy. Oh man, this person, whew. Yeah, they go all out and wow. Yeah. So if we ever are looking for a haunt to go to in Nevada, this is the one to try first.
Heck yeah.
It is award winning. It looks really cool though, but I like how they play off of some of the actual history and then they, you know, make their own stuff up. But, yeah.
I think you alluded to the gas chamber being one of the hot spots in the prison. It, has, the most regular spectral activity. Visitors looking into the room describe sudden feeling like they can't breathe, needing help to walk away, and others experience a sudden foreboding feeling that they get when they get close to the gas chamber where so many lives were, or so many prisoners were killed. There's also a ghost of Carol Cole. While the identities of all the ghosts aren't known, many believe some of the darkest experiences come from the ghost of a serial killer, Carol Cole. While Cole was convicted of killing 5 women, he admitted to killing 35 people throughout his life. He was the first person to be executed by lethal injection in the prison in 1985. It's believed that Carol's spirit targets women who tore the premises. And then, obviously, many paranormal investigators go here to examine the old prison, with many also finding evidence of spirit activity. One team could see the outline of 2 large figures sitting on the shoulders of one of the investigators on a thermal monitor. As they did, the investigator in question experienced an intense cold feeling and a headache. Countless orbs have also been spotted in photos in person and in person by different investigative groups. These firsthand accounts have led many paranormal professionals to agree that the old Nevada State Prison is haunted.
I think that's true.
Yeah. All signs point to yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love it though.
Yeah,
it
does. This would be awesome.
History, hauntings, you know, the fun Halloween haunts, you know, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say we're definitely going, right? This is one that we want to go to. I love it because if that dark prison is there's so many different sites with it and talking about it. It's very highly rated. Gosh, it's awesome. But yeah, it's I know there's prisons all over the place. This was very close to Vegas, and they say a lot mm-hmm. of, you know, gamblers and, you know, ruthless people and lawlessness and all that kind of stuff. It's like some of the worst went here, and that's just what happened. I mean, these we've talked about the, you know, it's Nevada also has the Clown Motel in Tonopah mm-hmm. that we talked about.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it's a haunted city, right?
Yep. Yeah, you can't be in a state that has a Sin City and not have some exactly sort of ghostly activity somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like you said, there's a lot of investigations that have taken place, and I mean, you can look at tons of videos and tons of, like, you know, how much, like, EVPs and noises and orbs and shadow people and screams and the audible stuff. I mean, it's just on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
It says dust floats down and fast, and orbs are easy to notice through all that, and it is. I mean, it's a you're out there in the heat and, mm-hmm. and the rock and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, orbs are pretty common there too. So the commissary, did you talk about the commissary
nope.
already? The commissary was one of the most active spots for activity. They've shown through a lot of spirit boxes and photos. It says, let's see. The Mustang would keep horses and equipment. It was decently active. They said a lot of these, you have to like be there to really experience how spooky and dark it is. Mm-hmm. Says they would sit in the dark, hear whispers, voices. Yeah, it's super spooky though.
Hmm.
Yeah. This says basically like a lot of these investigators say, it's just one of those things that you have to experience yourself.
Yeah. Hearing the stories and seeing photographs is one thing, but yeah, when you can experience something like that in real time, I'm sure it definitely leaves a different kind of mark on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one of those, I mean, obviously we're trying to do more and more of that, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, and I love the fact that it was one of three prisons out west.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's pretty wild. I wouldn't even thought about that. You know,
no, not at all. Yeah, you'd think that there'd be quite a few prisons. Yeah, until it can't, you know, got into operations. There's only two others.
Pretty sure I wouldn't have wanted to go on to any of them.
No.
Not at all.
I'm sure all three of them were very...
terrible, right?
Tough living.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't... I thought about... we've talked about places before, whether it be castles or some of these prisons. And you think about the different seasons, and some of them are in just like hot areas where it's pretty much hot all the time. But mm-hmm. even in a desert, it gets cold at night. So you're going to be dealing with temperatures that are just uncomfortable no matter, mm-hmm. you know, where you're at.
Hot during the day and mm-hmm. cold at night.
And Alcatraz is just, you know, going to be cold and wet. And you try to escape, you're going to be, you know, either drowning or getting, you're going to be fish food, yeah. you know, shark food, shark bait.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's... yeah, like I said, no, thank you. I'll investigate. I'll, you know, learn about the history and take tours now, but I would not have wanted to be a prisoner in this place. I would definitely not want to work at it either.
Yep.
Okay, well, good place and fun discussion. So good job, Todd, on that one again, right? Yeah. This is Todd's night, right? Right, Todd? Todd?
Yeah,
hello. Todd. No, not much to say tonight. Yeah, so we've enjoyed that and hope you creepies enjoy that. So... Nate, how are you going to take us out of this one?
Well, if you're going to go to prison, do it in a ghost investigating type of way, not in handcuffs. my suggestion.
It's good. Good suggestion. I like
and that's
that.
A wrap.
Very good. And we appreciate that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle-Aged Mini 230 and our discussion on the Nevada State Prison. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.